morning, everyone. I am so excited to introduce my new friend to you, Adam Green. And this morning we're going to do a little bit of, I guess we could call, cross-pollination. And there's nothing so important, no powerful as an idea whose time has come. And when you hear Adam, I think you're going to realize that the success is a recipe, that so much of success, especially in our profession, is just doing certain things a certain way and teaching them to other people. And the first time I heard Adam, when I was introduced to him, was actually on a conference call much like this, and I got to hear his story. And for those of you who haven't had that opportunity, Adam, could you just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in this, and what's going right now on in your life?
You bet, Dave. Thanks for having me. My name is Adam Green. I'm a network marketing professional. I'm only 25 years old. I've been full-time in the profession since November 2011. Before I was full-time, I was a personal trainer for 2.5 years. And prior to that, I went to college for 2 years and majoring in fitness and health promotion for kinesiology. So essentially, I grew up knowing about health. My parents, my mom's a physiotherapist and acupuncturist, been in practice for 33 years. So I've been constantly surrounded by, you know, health and wellness and natural living. So when I was introduced to, a company that focused on health and wellness and a business model that tied into that, I was pretty excited. But my first introduction to network marketing wasn't exactly through my parents, who are my sponsors currently. They tried to kind of tell me about it, but like most 18-year-old guys or children, didn't exactly listen to my parents, didn't know what they were talking about, and it was really hard for me to hear it from someone that close to me. So I was pretty ignorant to what network marketing actually was until after, I believe, about my first year of college, one of my high school friends invited me to take a look at a business he was going to be a part of. Didn't exactly tell me what it was, just said, passive income, told me some of the benefits of it, and invited me to a home event. It ended up being for a company some people may have known called Amway. But that was my first actual introduction, and funny because, it's still the largest company in the world, I believe, as far as sales go, and there's such a stigma around it. But honestly, if it wasn't for that meeting, I probably wouldn't be here right now, because it took that introduction or meeting to open my eyes what network marketing could do. And I didn't exactly jump on board with the products or everything else that was associated with it, but I did get pretty excited about the idea of passive income, especially at my young age, and seeing how much money I was investing in the post-secondary, my future, and for the kind of results I was going to get out of it. Spending $30,000 a year to get a job, earning $30,000 a year, didn't exactly make sense. I would much rather make $30,000 plus per month with residual income. So I've been full-time for 2.5 years. When I quit my job in November 2011, I had about 250 people in my group. When Dave heard me speak earlier this year, I believe it would have been quarter one, maybe February or March, I had about 10,000 members in my organization. Probably today or tomorrow, we're going to break the 18,000 member mark. We're growing fairly steadily. The number one distributor in Canada currently. And I'm loving every minute. Just got married about 7 weeks ago. So I'm trying to work on all aspects of my life and enjoying the benefits of having a business that helps people and also can provide a great financial opportunity for myself. So I'm excited to be here with you, Dave.
Oh, Adam, thank you so much. And that's phenomenal growth. And one of the most important things, of course, is what you're doing. But also, and I think one of the wonderful trademarks of our profession is the concept that it's not just something where you go to work, but it's also something that works on you, that it's actually an amazing personal development course, cleverly disguised as a business, and that's one of the things that we really want to do. For things to change, we got to change, and for things to improve, we need to improve. But one of the big things about this business is not just what we do, but what we do that can be duplicatable. And so much of who I am, it's really, I've been just really generous in passing out tools and giving people things. And I think that was perhaps one of the really breakthroughs that you made in this business too, because you went along at a pretty good pace, but I think you had a really breakthrough in something called the four-year career. Do you want to kind of talk about that transition and how you use it and what's going on?
Yeah. So May of last year or April of last year, I had one of the diamond leaders in my company forward me the PDF of the book and said, you know, he was one of my mentors and said, you know, this is what I think you should read. I read through the book, thought it was a pretty cool idea, concept, training tool. In the back of the book, it said, you know, if you want a custom edition, go and email this address. I ended up in a conversation with Richard, and through that process, we got a custom edition of the book for our company. I really gravitated towards it for a few reasons. First, when Richard Brook was 24 years old, he started out in network marketing. By the time he was 28, he had over 30,000 people in his group and was earning $40,000 per month. So I quickly saw he started when he was young and had great success. And one of the things that I've learned through my short time in the profession, or just in life in general, is to, you know, get something that you want. It's much easier to just follow someone who's gone through that same path. And so I gravitated towards his personal story. And also, our company has been around 20 years now. It's a very product-focused company, much like yours, Dave. And so when you have such a product-focused company, often things around the business can get, you know, kind of swept under the rug, or people just don't focus on it or learn about it. And I don't know about everyone else on the call, but when I was in high school, they didn't teach me network marketing principles. They didn't teach me about the business model. Even in college, like, I don't know many business classes that really outline network marketing and what it is. There's no network marketing 101. So I think for the most part, the entire world is fairly ignorant to what network marketing is, what we do, and they normally are basing all of their thoughts or experiences of network marketing based on, you know, their uncle who was in a different company 20 years ago or one bad experience they may have heard about the grapevine. So it's the thing that I truly like about the book is it's a very no-nonsense, straightforward, realistic look at the profession, how it works, how it's built, how it's operated. It gives you a great idea of geometric progression, so you can see this not as a get rich quick, but, you know, a 2 to 4 year plan to a much better financial plan than you would have had otherwise. And so I thought, okay, if I can take this book and pair it with a great product and a product driven company, then it can give us some sort of tool that we can really work with to start educating people on, okay, you like the products, you're using them every single day. Most people do network marketing every day, you're just not getting paid for it, because network marketing is nothing more than recommending and promoting a product or service you like. So I just really worked on using this book as a tool to take consumers who are already using the product, enjoying it, benefiting from it, and helping them see, hey, this is also a network marketing company. Before you know, get all weirded out, here's what network marketing is. I encourage you, read a few of the stories in the back, pop through the book. It's only 60 pages long. It won't take you a long time, and it'll give you a much better understanding of how it works and what a powerful model it is. And so I've essentially, I think, built a large amount of my group converting product users into business builders. If I look at my leadership team in place, I'd probably say 90%+ of them were 100% product focused. Lots of them didn't even know there's a business when they signed on, or they said, I'm not going to sell anything, I don't want to do this. And then again, once they got results, they naturally started wanting to share those things. So I also like it because it's got a great price point. In bulk pricing, you can get it for, you know, $2.50. You can't really find a tool that's much cheaper than that, especially with the amount of content and value it can provide to you. And so part of my, you know, personality type is kind of green number oriented. And so I look at those numbers and going, okay, for $2.50 per book, you can, again, calculate whatever your fast start or startup bonus is with your, you know, enrollment kit. But I know for my company, if I get one enrollment for every 20 books I hand out at the very basic level of enrollment, just the fast start bonuses alone will cover the cost of those 20 books. And again, I'm thinking, okay, if I hand out $20 to 20 qualified prospects, people are open to taking a look at the opportunity, they're, you know, if they actually are 20 smart people, there's no way that I cannot get one enrollment. It shouldn't happen. And it, in my experience, it doesn't happen. And so it's all of a sudden starts to be more of a, you know, how many tools can you get onto the marketplace type deal, not necessarily, you know, how many meetings or presentations can I specifically give. I like to use it as a sorting tool. So what I mean by that is it helps me to qualify a prospect even a little bit more before I invest my time into them specifically. One example I always talk about is bank tellers. I'm a big fan of going to bank tellers because I'm not a check flashing kind of guy. I don't need to go and be flashy with my money in that way. But, you know, I have to take it somewhere. And so if I go to the bank, they do see what I'm able to earn or you know, that I'm earning checks passively. And so they'll often ask a young guy like myself, you know, what are you doing? Are you selling drugs? What are you up to? And I'll say, well, you know, have you heard of, you know, XYZ company? And they'll say, well, you know, maybe I have, maybe I haven't. There's one case, for example, the lady had heard of my company and product, but she goes, yeah, I've got lots of friends who are in those things, and none of them ever make any money. And so right away, I'm listening to her. One thing I learned from Richard is, you know, the art of listening and you know, really keying on what the prospect's hot buttons are. And, you know, so they said, you know, those things. So automatically, I'm thinking they've got a preconceived notion of what I do. They think it's one of those things. And I said, well, you know, I happen to actually make money at one of those things. And then their first question, like many prospects, is, well, how do you make money? How does it work? I don't understand. And so I always have a fresh supply of these things in my car. If you're a lady, you can have them in a purse or something with you on hand. But I went and grabbed one for her and said, this is a very short book. You can, you know, flip through. Here's my picture in the back. Here's a couple other people you should check out. It's 60 pages long. If you're actually interested in how this works, this is the best thing that I could do to teach that. And then I'll try and get a commitment out of her. So if it's Tuesday today, I'll say, you know, Dave, the bank teller, if I can meet Tuesday, are you working again on Friday? They say, yeah, I'm working on Friday. If I give it to you today, do you think you could have it read by, let's say, Friday? Yes, I could have it read by Friday. Perfect. I'll come back in on Friday. I got to do some more banking. If you're interested in what we have to offer, then we can book a meeting, sit down, go through it and see what it looks like for you. And if you're not interested, then I'll grab the book back from you and, you know, I don't have to waste any much of your time and you have to, you know, take up more of mine. And so using it that way, it allows you to qualify people a lot more, because if she gives me the book back and says, you know what, I'm not really interested right now or this isn't for me, I haven't sat down and tried to give her a half hour or 1 hour presentation. I haven't had to go to Starbucks and, you know, take up my time there. But if she was interested, there's two key things that I think that she's already had done to her. One, she's been introduced through a tool, which means she's automatically thinking, okay, I got to get some of these books and hand them out to people, because that's how I was recruited. It makes it easier for her to start recruiting business people right away. But if she is interested, she's already got the basics down. She's already knows how it works. And I've already started training her before she's even started signing the, you know, the distributor agreement. So I realize more and more throughout my personal journey that the more tools we have, the more powerful we can be, because this business is not about what I can do. It's about what everyone can do. So out of my, you know, 18,000 members, I've got about 122 personal recruits over my career. And that, again, proves, if you look at the back of any four-year career book and you read the leader's numbers, it's not about being a master recruiter. It's being about being able to get people to duplicate what you're doing and teaching. And the more tools you have to do that, the better. And the thing I like with the four-year career is it's very good at explaining how duplication works, how geometric progression takes place. A very common example I use in almost every business meeting is the idea of a geometric progression of a penny. This is the one thing that kind of is a network marketing principle that was taught in school. Would you rather have a penny today that doubles every day or compounds, or would you rather have $1 million? Most people, if they've never heard it before, want the $1 million, but the penny, when it compounds over 30 days, turns into, I think, $5.3 million. just again showed the idea of geometric progression and seeing the power of leverage, duplication, and having the efforts of more than just yourself.
That's really powerful stuff. I love the tool. In fact, Adam, I've got a friend who actually was just visiting with what you could maybe call an ideal prospect. This man was in his early 50s. He'd been with corporate for some time, and that company was struggling, and he wasn't getting paid. He was owed several checks. And right when they were visiting, it was at a time when the company had just folded, and he had several kids, other obligations. Very personable, you know, somebody you could kind of look at as just ideal, somebody you'd love to have as a friend anyway. And he just started mentioning just a little bit about it, and like you, and like so many people, I think almost everyone thinks that they know what network marketing is, but they've been educated by unsuccessful people, people doing it wrong. And so right at that point, this man says, well, you know, I just really don't think that's for me. I've tried it a couple of times and just haven't gotten anywhere. So if you're just a regular person, an unskilled, you know, if you really got stuff down, you could maybe turn that. But for the average person, what are you going to do? But the thing that's so powerful is having a book that is the game changer, so you don't have to be. And so what he did is he just said, hey, I'm reading this book, and it talks about how I can become financially independent in just 4 or 5 years. And I think it addresses all of those things that you're talking about. But anyway, if this were true, would you want to look at this book? And the guy says, well, yeah, I'll look at it. And before he could follow up, this guy had called him, and he says, I've read it twice, and I want to jump in and go for it. And so, wow, that's what we like in a tool. And that's what got me so excited about it is what you say. It's inexpensive, and so you can just get a bunch of them and do the numbers, and you can teach other people how to do it very effectively. And so here's something that's doing a lot of the heavy lifting for us. And so kind of that fundamental thing, when you are out there, people are looking at you and they think, could I do this? And you always want to make something, especially the main engine of what you're doing, you want it to look fun and easy so that people will do the same thing. So that's a really good point that you're talking about right here.
Well, and what I found is that, you know, however we recruit people or bring them into the business is how they will naturally want to do it. They're following our model behavior, just like, you know, raising children. If you don't want them to do something, don't do it in front of them. If you want them to do something, model the proper behavior. So right away when I started pumping these tools out and bringing them into, you know, our team, they look to you for advice and, you know, modeling on how to do it. But if we start using tools to bring in the majority of our people, again, it becomes less and less dependent on us doing it and more on the tool. I know for us, we've got a very big product line, which can often you know, distract the prospect because they get so overwhelmed with what there is to look at and choose from. And we really want to shorten the time span that they start enrolling and sharing with other people. So if you make it super easy from the beginning to do, and they say, okay, if they were recruited through a book, they're thinking, I just got to get as many of these books as possible and do exactly what was done to me because it worked for me, it worked for others. And so it automatically can help, you know, I don't know if you want to call it program their brain or mindset for success to be in a model that can be duplicated much quicker, is much simpler compared to, you know, if they saw, even if, you know, you sat down for a half hour, an hour presentation at Starbucks, they're thinking, okay, I've got to learn this presentation before I talk to anyone. And so I just like it for that sorting in a sense. And it's just so simple to use tools in that way because they really, it's just passing out books. And I love Richard, I don't know the full, you know, I'm not going to go through it in detail, but he talked about the idea of, you know, inviting people just to take a look at what you have to offer people. And if your company paid you $500 per day just to ask 2 people if they would take a look. And he's got some awesome fancy equation that if you look at most top earners and you break out, you know, all the people they've recruited across 4 years, the income you would make throughout that entire period that each person you're ending up talking to is worth about $500. I believe he talked about that on one of the mastermind stages last year, and I'm sure Dave, you know, Richard's better than I do, you probably have that equation somewhere, but I really liked when he, you know, laid that out for me, because again, it took away that fear of rejection, especially going, okay, everyone I talk to doesn't have to enroll with me, they don't have to get it, but I just have to go through the motions of inviting others to take a look, because if I stop inviting, no one can ever really say yes unless they're, you know, asked in the first place.
Yeah, that's a powerful idea right there, and yeah, that number holds true. I've kind of looked at all the money I've earned and all the people I've talked to, and you divide that up, and it's phenomenal, and mentally it does make it easier to go talk to somebody, because even the no, it averages out to a whole lot, so nice work if you can get it. Yeah, so Adam, that was one of the things that really made me connect with you, as our company is very similar. If you can imagine all of us that are on the line, if we've ever been to a meeting and the speaker asked the audience how many people were introduced to NECAN, to the product or the opportunity, and almost everyone talks about the product, and I think that's a connection we have and share is every organization, it really is just birds of a feather flock together, and we're very product driven, very idealistic, very excited about what these products can do for people. And if we can help people build an organization around that, because I think people get sold. We know the products work. Now it's just making it easy to share. And again, like what you say, boy, if you're going to share this anyway, why not get paid for it? So the book is a really powerful adjunct to everything that we're doing. Before and after, what have you noticed some changes, something dramatic that you could share with us just before you were using the book and after you were using the book, Adam?
Well, I know before we had the book, we were still growing at a great pace for sure, but I had about 2,500 members when the book launched just over a year ago, and like I said, we're just going to crack 18,000 here soon, so that's a fairly substantial growth. That's about five times over in the period of just over a year. Again, I can't probably like say if it weren't for the book, I still wouldn't be doing very well right now, but it definitely has made things easier, which is what we're looking for. And like I especially love it for kickstarting people, or you know, fast track pack, or whatever you want to call it. But when you sponsor a person right into the business, even if it's through the product, say, okay, one of your first things to do along with getting, you know, your product sorted out is to take a quick reach of this, because it'll help you know right away if you're looking at wanting to share with other people, and it just helps you advance people through, you know, a pipeline that much quicker. And I do like how short it is for that sense as well. But you know, we've had great results. Let me see if I can pull up.
You're a numbers guy, Adam. How many books do you figure that you've moved through your organization?
I believe I've ordered about 5,000. So I've been doing lots of the bulk ordering for our local team and then passing along the discount to my local leaders. I also realized that I'm a Canadian up here, and so some of the main tools that we like to get all come from the U.S., so we got, you know, we always get kind of hit with, you know, duties at the border at times, longer ship times, currency conversion rates. So in reality, one of the things that I did last August, get more tools up here, is I actually opened an online resource store for our team. Basically, I took the money I was making through my business, knew I could make more with more tools, invested a lot of money into starting up essentially an online tool store for our group. I outsourced it because I didn't want to be shipping books, and so I basically had a warehouse set up in a major city that was staffed and taken control of. And people place their orders online for their tools, and then they got shipped out to them within Canada. They're paying Canadian currency, and it was just a way for me to get more four-year careers, get more reference materials, get more any type of book that I wanted people to be reading in their hands quicker. And so I think that definitely helped us, you know, go through books quicker. I think our company has gone through over 40,000 in just over a year. And, again, I can't attribute all of our growth to necessarily just the four-year career. I like to think no matter what, it's always going to be the product. But, you know, we've grown 10 to 12% over the past 19 years. And then last year, we've been growing, I believe, 140%. So there's a distinct difference. And if you just look at our upper leadership, I can just tell that more people are thinking along the lines of even just calling themselves, you know, network marketing professionals compared to, you know, what they might have referred to themselves as before. But we definitely, I believe it's, I haven't talked to Richard's office too recently about exact numbers, but I believe that we probably go through more four-year careers than any other company in the profession right now. And for a company that's so product-driven, I think that's quite, you know, telling of how good the tool is that such a product-focused company has latched onto a pure business tool. And so that's why I think it's going to be a great fit for you guys if when you roll out with yours.
Yeah, thank you. Now, along the idea of tools and just thinking about putting out that many books, I think about the farmer. If you want to have a really good crop, you want to plant lots of seeds. And that's basically what this book is your seed corn. And if you plant that, you can get a huge multiplying factor on that. So that's exciting. Would you share with us some of the other tools that you use for just training and helping people be successful?
So four-year careers is our main business training, you know, how it works type resource. So normally people want to know how it works and then how do I build it. And so for that aspect of it, for a shorter read, we've gone through a decent amount of GoPro by Eric Worre as far as like a seven-step process to how to build. Another book that my group has really latched onto is called Rock Your Network Marketing Business. It's by Sarah Robbins. I think the real reason, it's not like her content isn't good, but I think one of the reasons people latch onto her specifically is because most of all of my leaders are actually women. Out of almost 100 leaders, I've got one guy, so I'm in a very female-dominated organization. And so because the author is a female, I think they just naturally listen maybe a little better to another one of their sisters who succeeded in network marketing. And probably my biggest wave I'm on right now is a Brian Carruthers kick. I heard Brian Carruthers speak at the GoPro Recruiting Mastery Conference in Vegas last December, and he's got two resources that I've been using fairly frequently. One is another prospecting type tool, very inexpensive. You can get them for a buck a book. Called Making My First 10 Million. And then this is actually, let's see, it's 32 pages long. It's like a little booklet. I can actually fit it in my pocket as a guy, so it's that small. And it's a great business intro. And then he's got a book called Building an Empire, a complete blueprint for building a massive network marketing business. And probably the most thorough 21st century book I've read on actually how to build. I think he's as specific as telling you what temperature to have a room at for a hotel event. So it's
very, very readable. Very good book.
Yeah, I started out reading a lot of Randy Gage, and you know, I kind of think that Brian's almost kind of stepped into the 21st century Randy Gage in some sets, just because his manual, I've got Randy sitting right here as well. I think it's called How to Build a Multi-Level Money Machine. But Brian's is very similar to that type of concept, but just that much more updated. It's only published in January of this year, so it's very relevant, new content, dealing with, you know, social media and stuff going on these days. Plus, I figure if you want to learn from somebody, learn from the best, and I don't think there's probably too many people who are better at recruiting than Brian. I believe he's got over 400,000 people in his group, and he's recruited, I think, 1,500 of them personally. Like, 1,500 personal recruits is a ridiculous number. For
anyone
about, like, everyone on the call, you don't have to worry about recruiting 1,500 people. Most of my top leaders have recruited less than 100. So obviously that's not the main factor. But if you're trying to learn about recruiting and especially high quality business prospects, you know, I think he's probably one of the best people out there right now. So those are probably some of my top materials to be making my first $10 million, building an empire, GoPro, Rock Your Network Marketing Business, and then the 4-year career. And then we've got other, you know, I order in Richard's Mach 2 with your hair on fire. What else do we stock? I'm a big fan of Darren Hardy. So he's got a great little audio CD called Making the Shift. I believe you can get those for about $3 a unit online in bulk. And it's basically walks someone through their first 7 days in business. You know, the kind of things they're going to have to encounter, skeptical friends and family, and try and mix it up with some audio tools as well for those who might not be the big readers, but they might plug it into their car and, you know, turn their mobile classroom on.
Yeah, I love that too. Yeah, Success Magazine is a good thing to subscribe to also with Darren Hardy.
You bet.
Yeah. Well, Adam, I really, really appreciate this. Boy, anyone listening to Adam, you can tell he is a true professional. I challenge you to do the same thing. And in parting, Adam, would you just kind of act like I'm a prospect or something? And what advice would you give to just really do well with this? What would you tell me?
Well, I would say you got three ingredients for success if you truly want to, be successful. First one is obviously having a burning desire to succeed, not just a flimsy why, but, you know, a real true reason on why you want to succeed and that you do want this for yourself. You're not wanting this because I want it for you or because your spouse wants it for you, but that you truly want it. So I want you to have that burning desire. I want you to be extremely coachable. It's so much easier to succeed when you listen to people who have succeeded before you. Me only being 25 years old, I really had to latch on to other mentors to learn how to do this because I wasn't raised with, you know, network marketing skills or an innate sense on how to do it. So to succeed, it's always been much easier to follow the steps of someone who's succeeded before. So everyone on the call, you've got one of the top in the business, so Dave here. So you got to be extremely coachable, have a burning desire to succeed, but you also have to be willing to work. This isn't anything that, you know, Dave can build for you, I can't build for you. It's everything in the business starts still with you. You've got to be your number one resource, your biggest asset. That's why I'm a big fan of personal development, because you have to work on you first and foremost before you can start working on developing others into leaders and, you know, just better human beings. So if you've got burning desire to succeed, you're really coachable, and you're willing to work, to put in the reps, to, you know, take what you're being coached on, actually go and apply it right away, and, you know, commit to this as being, as a very minimum, a 2 to 4 year plan, not just something that is not working out in your mind in 3 months, you're going to bail on me, then I think you've got a great recipe for success.
Wow. True stuff. Boy, the great focal point in anyone's life is when opportunity and preparedness meet. And boy, if you're ready, I hope you listen to this with all your heart and mind. Very good advice. And Adam, I really appreciate you getting on the line for us this beautiful Saturday morning and sharing some ideas that really can completely change your life. It's changed my whole life, and of course it has you too, Adam. And boy, let's go out and touch some other people, because this is an idea whose time has come, and it's just a wonderful feeling. It's also, I think, a very sobering responsibility that what we have can completely change someone that we touch. And so destiny is calling. Let's go for it. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Steve.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.